Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome in. It's Sports Daily on a Friday. Always fun as we get you ready for the football weekend. We're going to make some picks today. We're going to recap Thursday night football. We'll take a look back at what may be the nail in the Royals' coffin. And we say goodbye to Tommy as a full-time host here on the show today, which is a bummer, but not as big a bummer as it could have been because Tommy's still going to be around, just not each and every morning here with you, with me. But we'll get to all of that as we make our way through. It's All What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, celebrating National Pepperoni Pizza Day this Saturday, September 20th, tomorrow, 9:20. Well, 9:20, we'll get you $9.20 pepperoni pizzas, pep pepperoni pizzas, or WBC's famous pepperoni rolls. Enjoy National Pepperoni Pizza Day at WBC on 9:20 with $9.20 specials. Wichita Brewing Company, pepperoni pizzas and beer made here. Tommy, good morning. How are you? How you feeling today?
You know, I feel good. It's a bittersweet day, but it's a good day. Glad to be here. Looking forward to hanging out with you for one final morning here on Sports Daily regularly. So I'm excited about it. I'm happy to be here and I'm excited to get right in.
Yeah, it is, like I said, bittersweet. Like, we're excited because you're moving up with the company. You're going to still be here on some Fridays, maybe in some fill-in opportunities, but the routine of the last 3 years is changing, and that sucks. And none of us like change. Listeners don't like change for the most part. You and I don't like change, but it'll be good. It'll be good in general.
Yeah, it'll be good. And look, I feel like, if you're wondering, if you're listening this morning and you're wondering what to expect from me on this final show, I would say just the standard mediocre sports opinions on things on a Friday. You know, like bad takes, not great opinions. Nothing's going to change on this final show. So just be prepared for that. Strap in, buckle in, get ready for it.
We'll have some sea level dad humor for you here on the program today. We're bringing out all the stops, all the bells and whistles for you today. No, it'll be business as usual, because we'll talk to you each and every Friday, and we'll talk to you from time to time as you hop over from the big chair there at Odyssey. Again, for those who don't know, Tommy is now the general manager across all the Odyssey stations here in Wichita, which is a tremendous opportunity and one that is good for this show as well. Good for an advocate of the show, obviously, to be at the top. So we'll get to all of that. We'll have some fun with it today. We've also got high school football talk today, which, by the way, is brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. TJ will take us through what should be a good Catch at Kansas Friday lineup, and we'll get you ready for all that as well. Tommy, did you stay up late ahead of your final show and watch Thursday Night Football?
I did. Well, I had it on in the background. The majority of the game I had on. I'd pop in from time to time. It was a lot closer than I think what most people expected.
Yeah.
For a majority of that game, the Dolphins hung in there. The final score was, a 10-point margin, but it played a whole heck of a lot closer than that for a majority of the game.
Dolphins covered. I had people texting me, like, there's no way you can give anywhere from 11.5 to 12.5. I'm like, I'm not going to do it. A divisional game on a short week against a desperate team.
It felt really trappy. It felt really trappy when that line came out. And that whole thought paid off. Like, it was not, a blowout.
It was interesting too, because it was so close to becoming a cover at any point. Right. When the Bills are up a touchdown, you're like, man, if they score another touchdown, like, they cover that number. This looks like a dominating win if they win by 14. But if you watch the game, you know that it wasn't. It was a really bad mistake on a roughing the kicker, and a couple of really bad mistakes by Tua on some picks. Miami was right there. So maybe their season's not dead. We'll see, because that's them on the road and Buffalo has dominated them. So that's probably good for football. Tyreek Hill, still juice left in the tank, I think you could see if you watched that game. But Buffalo gets the win, 31-21. They're 3-0. Are you calling Buffalo the best team in football, Tommy?
At this point, yeah, I think I will. You've got a couple of other teams that are right around them, and two of them face off against each other on Monday Night Football. You've got the Lions and the Ravens. One of those two teams will be 1-2, which is just wild to think about too, after, Monday night's game wraps up. But yeah, I think right now, I would put Buffalo as the best team in football.
Ahead of Green Bay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd put them ahead of the Eagles. I'd put them ahead of the Ravens. I'd put them as the best team in football.
I would, and this is going to sound crazy, I still think Baltimore's best team in football. I think that was an epic collapse for them to blow that against the Bills. I think if they played again, I would take the Ravens, and I'd bet you the Ravens would be favored if they played again. I'll put Buffalo too, and then I'll put Philadelphia and Green Bay. The Rams, they're right there. I don't know what it is that they could do to put themselves over the edge. That probably nothing, right? They've got Josh Allen. He's got plenty of weapons this year. Their defense looks pretty good. I couldn't figure out how Miami was hanging in that game, because they weren't gaining any yards last night. Like, they didn't have any yards. They had some points. I don't even know how they did it, quite frankly. But yeah, Buffalo looks really good. None of those teams we mentioned, by the way, are the Kansas City Chiefs, Tommy. When we come back, boy, you want to talk about positive injury news. Like, I don't know what's going on. Sneaky injury updates from Kansas City, as just all of a sudden, Jalen Royals is a full participant in practice yesterday. Like, I guess he's going to play.
Kind of came out of nowhere.
Okay, all right, we'll see him out there. But we'll take you through what was happening at practice yesterday. A couple other things as it pertains to Xavier Worthy, Juwan Taylor. So we'll get to all that as well as we make our way through this morning. It's going to be fun, and we can't wait for it. Tommy's finale, his goodbye show, kind of. I keep saying kind of, because it is kind of. It's not like you're going away and we'll never hear from you again.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you graduate from high school and then, you know, you're that weird guy who kind of comes back and he still wears his letter jacket even though he's in college and everybody's like, why is this guy hanging around here? Like, he's no longer in high school. That will probably be me a year from now. And everybody's like, why are you here?
Tommy's out there in his broke ass ride offering cigarettes to the kids that aren't 18 yet.
You'll see me, Meg, maybe in the background on our video stream. Like, I'll just kind of like poke my head in like, hey, like,
well, hey guys,
hey, what's going on today?
What are you doing in there? Yeah. Did you guys see the sports last night? Man, that was crazy, right?
You want to turn on the mic? I'd love to talk about it. Like, give me a minute. It's kind of like like I need a fix. Like, you know, the Dave Chappelle, like anybody got any, you know, that's going
to
be
run down and go to a meeting, but hope everybody's doing okay.
Yeah, that'll be me.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. All right, we'll come back. We got more Sports Daily. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here. We will have Brandon and TJ and Paul in next hour to chat with us and get you ready for the football weekend. We'll make some picks. And as I'm saying this out loud, Tommy, it dawns on me that I haven't sent you guys the picks yet, and I will do that before we make them. So not a lot of time to think about
it. Is that a little strategy, a little gamesmanship from you?
Yeah, I suppose so. Here's what you can count on, though, is that I have not looked either. So what I will find are, I'm generally aware of the games that we'll do. I just didn't actually send those to you. So I will get that done in the next little bit. So let's talk about the Chiefs practice schedule, Tommy. I feel like I'm looking at this more than ever before because I just really would like for the Chiefs to get some of their weapons back. And it looks like they will. Xavier Worthy was a limited participant on Thursday, but the way they've been talking about Worthy makes me feel like he's going to play. The real surprise was Jalen Royals, who was a full participant, Tommy, a full participant on a Thursday. Unless something crazy happens, he's going to play. Like, guys that practice on Thursdays at a full level, they don't sit out, right? So, like, I think we expect him to go, and we should get an update from Andy Reid today in his usual very abbreviated, very abbreviated Friday presser. But I think the expectation has to be that they'll have both of those guys at this point.
Yeah, let's talk about Royals for a second. I mean, there are two different conversations here. Conversation number one is, do we expect him to play? And it looks like the answer is probably yes. But then after that, the question becomes, what do we expect from him? And that's next to impossible to be able to figure out. We haven't seen him in a regular season game ever before. And you know, he did have some, you know, nice plays and a lot of good buzz throughout the preseason and training camp and all of that. So that's good. You can sort of have a little bit of a foundation to build off of from there. At least you know a little bit about what the guy can do. But it's next to impossible to try to figure out how they plan on utilizing him. Will he be a factor in the game? I mean, having even just his presence out there, you would think is a positive for Patrick Mahomes and another potential target, another potential weapon. That's great. I just have a really difficult time figuring out what we should even expect from him if he does play.
Yeah, but I agree with that. But it'll be something. Right? Don't you think? Like, it's going to be, we should expect something from him, because he's like, who is he replacing at this point? Remigio?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
If he can't come in, and this is no offense to Remigio, who's great in special teams and all those things, but if he can't come in and give you a little more juice than Remigio.
Yeah, but he also, I mean, like, he also is not throwing the ball to himself, right? So, like, that's going to be a major part of it as well. Like, if he can, if he can do a better job running the routes, that's one thing. But I don't even know, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, obviously, it's important for him and every quarterback to have a rapport with wide receivers and that sort of thing, and it takes time to build that. That's a big reason why we saw both Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy in their rookie seasons take some time to develop until they finally kind of came onto the scene and they had built that rapport with Patrick Mahomes. I feel like that's going to be similar with Jalen Royals. We've seen that multiple times already with Patrick Mahomes, where I'm not saying that he ices him out. That's not my point. What I'm saying is that this is the guy's first NFL game after missing the first two regular season games with an injury. I think that while we may see him out there, I think we've got to temper our expectations on what he'll actually be able to do production-wise in this game.
Yeah, I agree with that. Remigio had one target in the last game, right? I don't know how much, but if that's the guy he's replacing, because I think that's what you look at. Like, from the offense we've seen thus far, who has been, I honestly, like, to me, it feels like Worthy kind of takes Juju Smith-Schuster's spot, although we haven't seen much of him. I don't think Tyquan Thornton's role changes, right? I think he's going to continue to do what he's done because he's getting open. How does Hollywood Brown fit into a receiver room that also includes Worthy and Royals? You know, some of that probably goes to Worthy, but Worthy's also got a separated shoulder. So he's going to add to the offense. It all adds to the offense collectively. I don't know how yet either. I don't know how these pieces all fit together, because eventually you're also going to have Rashee Rice in that mix and people are going to get squeezed, right? Like, who gets squeezed out of this? They're not going to run six receivers out there at a time. So maybe we begin to see it. But the point for me is it has to raise the floor. Like, getting these two guys back has to raise the floor a little bit. I don't know if Royals is a run after the catch guy. I don't know if he's a block. We don't know. I haven't seen him in, where did he play? Utah State? Let's not pretend like we watched him in college, because we didn't. If you sit and watch the scouting film of all these guys, more power to you. But for most of us, we didn't even see him play in college because he played for Utah State. So we really are guessing at what he's going to do at the NFL level. Like, I can't give you anything. Like, what's he going to do? I don't know. He's a big body. They liked him. And he looked pretty good in the preseason. So can he catch three balls? You know, great. That would be awesome. And it would be a boost for the offense. We'll have to see. And we still officially have to see if they're going to play. But we are seeing them practice, which was the news of yesterday. Most of the time in the NFL, when guys practice on Thursday, they play. It's really, if they practice on Friday, they do play. If they don't practice on Friday, they usually don't play. But I can't imagine they would have Worthy and Royals out there practicing all week if they're not going to practice today, right? That would be a surprise, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. And it goes back to what we've discussed all week long about, you know, him being able to potentially play through this torn labrum. How does that limit him, if at all? Or is it more of a pain tolerance thing? If he goes on Sunday night, we'll get a firsthand look at, is there any kind of limitation for him? Will his range be limited? The opportunities for him to catch balls that are maybe not put right on him, you know, will he be able to extend out fully and be able to bring these passes in? I think, you know, that remains to be seen, obviously, and we'll be able to get a good look at that, because I think he will be targeted. He absolutely will be targeted, assuming that he plays in this game on Sunday night. So, I mean, there are obviously still major question marks, not even necessarily about whether or not Worthy and or Royals will go, but more about both of their levels of effectiveness in this game. Just the sheer presence of, I would argue both of them, but especially Worthy, just their sheer presence on the field should change some things, but it remains to be seen to what degree. And I think that's going to be the major talking point coming up after the game on Sunday night. The other thing that I find really interesting, and this is separate from the pass game, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Dan Graziano from ESPN reported yesterday that the Chiefs, and these are his words, the Chiefs are, quote, puzzled by their struggles in the run game. They are not sure why it's happening in the way that it is. He goes on to say that the team believed that Isaiah Pacheco was running like his old self in camp and that he would be productive right out of the gate. and then he hasn't been. And so they, according to Graziano, are trying to figure out ways to generate more productive offense with him and Kareem Hunt. And he also goes on to say that if that doesn't work, don't be surprised if the Chiefs really start to lean more on Breshard Smith.
I think the main reason is they've played two good run defenses. I mean, what did you expect out of the Chiefs' run game before the season started? I guess you can start there.
I think I expected them to be a little bit more efficient than what they are.
Yeah, but in general, like, fine, right?
Like, yeah, decent.
An okay running
decent
game,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So I don't know. I think the reality is they've gone up against two really good defenses. The Eagles will very likely be one of, if not the best run defense all year. The Chargers not only held the Chiefs in check, but then turned around and held the Raiders in check behind Pete Carroll and Ashton Jeanty in a run game that you know they want to get established at some point. So my guess is they've played two good defenses that have taken the run away from them. I don't know that if the Chiefs went and added a running back, if it's going to change all that much based on what we've seen so far. It's just not really what they do, right? It needs to be a part of their game. But both Pacheco and Hunt are similar runners, right? They try to get to the hole quickly and go through it. Rick says Pacheco runs right into defenders. I don't disagree, Rick. That's kind of what he's always done, though. But it's for them, it's been effective because it's like there's the hole, just run at it as hard as you can, right? There's not a lot of nuance in that Chiefs run game. So I don't know if going to acquire anybody is really going to help them. I think they just got to stay true to it and try to keep defenses honest with it. But this is a pass first offense. It's going to be a pass first offense if they go add Derrick Henry to the running back room. Like, that's what Andy Reid does. He throws the ball. I think it's been overblown. That's my personal opinion. I think all the attention that's being paid to the running game is overblown because I don't think there's any scenario where it's going to be like a top level running attack this year anyway. I think they're going to throw the ball. I think they need to run the ball effectively when they do it. And maybe that's the middle ground. How do they become more effective at doing it when they do it? But I don't think they're all of a sudden going to just start running the ball like crazy effectively. I mean, not quantity, but quality. I think they're an okay run team with an okay running back room and a line that should be able to block it up pretty good. And that's it. That's what they are.
Yeah, I think that they've got to be more complimentary. That's the ceiling. If they can be at least complimentary, then that's the purpose and the style and the direction of the run game and the way that Andy Reid typically uses running backs. They're not even complimentary right now. Now, I guess the argument on the opposite side is, well, the pass game is not complimentary right now either. Like, there's really not a whole lot in that offense that is efficient and effective outside of the legs of Patrick Mahomes and willing first downs and moving the chains and that sort of thing. But I think from a top level down, they've got to find ways to be more effective in general with their offense, whether we're talking in the pass game or in the run
game.
There's
no doubt about that.
It hasn't been there for them.
It must be a better offense. There's no question. I just don't happen to think it's going to be because all of a sudden Pacheco's averaging 5 yards a carry on 18 carries. And like, that's not a realistic expectation. I don't think there's a scenario that I can imagine where all of a sudden this team is running the ball like, you know, the Eagles do. I don't think it's so. I guess for me, like all these comments, because it's not just that report, like it's all over the place. Like everyone's like, yeah, oh, do they need to get a running back? And I'm like, why would they get a running back? Why would they, like, if this room is healthy, like what do the people saying that expect this running game could ever do or would ever do? I just, it's important. Trust me, go back and listen to the tapes for the last 2 years. We think it's very important that the Chiefs run the ball. We want to pull our hair out sometimes. But let's be realistic with what that's going to look like, right? I think I think it's going to be 3.5-4 yards a carry. They're going to run it about 15 times a game, maybe a little more right now. And they want to throw the ball. They draft receivers every year. They've got like 9 of them when they're healthy. They're telling you what they want to do. They didn't do anything in the running back room. They went and they drafted another receiver. Right? So like, and they brought Hollywood Brown back. They're telling us what they want to do. And it's not run the ball. So let's be realistic and not overblow something that's really, it's not like they need a body back there. And Pacheco and Hunt make sense because they can pass block and because they can hopefully pick up, 2 yards when you have to have 2 yards.
There are so many people on the internet that are advocating loudly for the Chiefs to go and acquire Alvin Kamara. And that, you know, he's 30, but he's still got some juice left in the tank. And I guess from a contract perspective, it wouldn't be overwhelming. Like, I think that the Chiefs would only have to pay him a couple $1 million and then they can get out of it after this season. So like a short-term fix, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, number one, that's not going to happen. Number two, while I think it would be, of course, Kamara has been one of the best running backs in the league, you know, for a number of years, they're not going to utilize him. Like, they're not going to utilize him, you know, in a, you know, large way. Like I think people would want him to be utilized. So I think you can throw cold water on that, you know, immediately.
Well, I would tell you that, you know, here's Kamara would make sense, not because he would run the ball effectively, but because he's one of the best pass catching backs we've seen like ever in the NFL. So that would like, but again, like if they bring in Alvin Kamara, they're not going to line up and be able to run it for 5 yards a pop and all of a sudden have a ton of, that's not what that wouldn't even that. So what do people, I guess the question is, what do you expect out of the run game, right? What do you expect out of the run game? Do you expect it to be,
To be complimentary. I think that's all you can,
right. Which don't ask think what they have now will be.
I think it should be. It should be. It hasn't been.
It's not going to be right now because they don't have any wide receivers to keep a defense honest. But when they're going the way that they've designed themselves to go, they're going to have a lot of pass catching options. They're going to throw the ball a majority of the time, and teams won't have it. They won't have the ability to just kind of load up and say, we're going to take. That's why we're seeing Patrick Mahomes run like crazy, because they're doing other things. Eventually, when they have to honor that, when they have to honor the receivers, when they have to honor all this stuff, then you'll see the Chiefs run game pop them off because they can only try to defend it with 4 guys up front. And the Chiefs offensive line, which should be really good, should take advantage of that. We're not there yet because they don't have anybody healthy. Hopefully that changes. Hopefully yesterday's practice report is some good news on that front. All right. When we come back, big fan of the show is standing by. We'll get him in and get his thoughts on some things. We continue to say goodbye to Tommy. Any jokes and humor and, flattery, I suppose, is welcome.
The flattery is that's the one thing to focus on. If anybody has any flattery for me, now would be the time to do it.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any when we're making picks from TJ and Brandon and Paul. That's not how that thing is designed. Reminder that you can get in touch with the program in a variety of ways. You can call us at 869-1240. You can comment on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, and X. You can leave us voice messages on the Odyssey app. You can leave us dad jokes for days, and we can make Tommy listen to all of them, even when he's not on the air, as punishment for leaving the show.
Man, if that starts to happen, you better believe you're going to be sending me all these audio clips of dad jokes nonstop.
Tommy will find a way to, in his new role, to somehow say that those are, you know, threats to the email system and we have to shut that down now. And you know, do you have all these buttons back there where you can just put a stop to everything? I need to know how much power you're inheriting and how much danger we're in here on the show.
Do you remember the old cartoon, the Inspector Gadget cartoons back? Did you ever watch that back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
And what was it? The Mr. Claw or the Claw, whatever the guy, the villain's name was. And you only saw the back of the chair and his arm. And he's petting the cat. You never saw his face. That's what I'll be in my office down the hall. You'll never see my face. I'll always have my back turned to the door, will never turn around. It's like, basically consider me a supervillain moving forward. Dr. Claw. Mr. Claw.
Big cat guy.
Yeah. Huge cat guy.
So you'll have an office cat.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Max, you've been gone forever. Are we in any danger here with Tommy in the big chair? What's it been like in breaks? Is he marching around yelling at people in the studios? Like how has this been going?
He has made sure everybody knows his power.
I'm making eye contact with Max right now. Like, you better not say a word. Don't say anything right now.
He has a trap door in his office. You go in there like Mr. Burns.
Like, I will deal with you at the commercial break. You better not say a word.
We're all in danger now. That's the reality. We'll talk about this now because we're going to get into picks and we're going to get into all of the, all the craziness of the second hour when it comes. It is wild on Fridays. I think hopefully you're hearing from people online and in the community. I certainly am. People are sad to see you go from this role. I don't know what to say because we'll obviously remain friends and play golf and talk trash and do whatever as normal away from it. The only thing I can really say to you for on the air is you've made the show significantly better in so many ways over the last 3 years. And, that's as much of a compliment, I think, in this world as you can give somebody. So this show has become better. It will remain better because you were here and we all appreciate everybody that's involved, whether you're a listener, whether you're Max, whether you're me, whether you're anybody to do with the show. We appreciate that because this for all of us is fun. This is what we do for fun.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I got to say, I've been doing radio for over 20 years in this market in Wichita, and I can say without a shadow of a doubt, this is the most fun I've ever had in my career. And I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to do it. I had never done sports talk radio before in a professional sense. I had always been on music radio. And if you listen to music radio stations, you've got, DJs, and that's what I was for a long time.
I want an air check.
I've got old air checks from back in the day I can give you. But, you're usually talking for 15, 20, 30 seconds in between songs, and that's about it. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do 15 minutes live on the radio of banter back and forth about sports. But I wanted to give it a try and shout out to Tony Dusing for, being willing to do that. And it's been the most fun that I have had without a doubt in my career. And it's why I got into this business, to be able to be on the radio and to entertain and have fun. And I think the biggest thing about it, you and I have talked about this a lot. In fact, earlier this week, we had the opportunity to we spoke for at a class at Wichita State about our show and about how we do it and all of that. You and I are just guys. Like we're not experts. I'm not a former player. I'm not a former coach. I'm just a guy. And I think the biggest thing, there are a lot of shows, whether it's on radio, TV, podcasts, whatever it is, that talk sports where they take themselves really seriously and like their opinions and the way that they feel about things, like they believe it's gospel. And you and I don't feel like are that way. And I feel like we say more often than not, I don't know if this is right. I don't know if this is going to work. I might think something, but I don't know something. I'm not an expert. I'm just a guy. And I'd like to think that what you and I have been able to build over the last 3 years on this show is what a group of friends would talk about when they talk about sports. You're hanging out in a buddy's basement watching the game and having a beer or on the golf course or in a group text. I'd like to think that that's kind of the atmosphere that you and I built.
I totally agree. It's the manifestation of that entire vibe. We all do this because this is fun for us.
Yeah.
Like there, it's early, it's a lot of work, it's all these things, but it's fun at the end of the day. Yeah. Like I love talking trash and I love talking trash about sports, as do most people that are sports fans. We just do it here. We just do it on the radio. We invite you to do it with us.
Yeah. And I can tell you in the 3 years that I've been on this program, I've had more people in public, like out and around, or when I'm like somewhere, they stop me, or they know who I am, they find out who I am or whatever, and they're giving me commentary on one of my opinions on something. And it's, I don't even remember necessarily saying what they say I said, right? But like, that's happened more in 3 years on this show than it did in the prior 20 years in my career on radio. It shows that like what we do and this format and sports talk radio, it's a community. And it is, it's meaningful. You know, this world is screwed up and heavy and hard, and there are a lot of bad things that happen. And I think we've always wanted to be an escape from that. And, you know, to just kind of get away from the crap in our world a little bit. And so that's nice to just kind of, you know, talk trash and screw around and talk about the game and talk about our lives. And, you know, 3 years ago, I had one kid who was a baby, and now I have two kids, and your kids have grown, you know, grown up, and we talk about our lives as dads, and we're both around the same age, and our wives and our relationships and like all of that, we're sharing life with each other. And that's why I love radio so much, because it is a companion. It's meaningful. It can be deep. It can connect people. That's why I've always loved this business. And that's really what I feel like we do on this show, regardless of what ratings say, regardless of anything like that. The reason why we do this show is because it can be meaningful, and it is meaningful to people out there.
I hope so. We try to be entertaining. The heavy crap, you can find that anywhere.
Absolutely.
It's not hard to find anymore. We do not want to get into that, if at all possible, unless it affects us locally in the sports world. Like, nah, man, like you can find that. That's easy to find. We want to make your day better. We want to have fun with you in the mornings. And it's been that way. And now through the video streams and the technologies and the things that we've done, we can do it in even more fun and creative ways. And that's really cool too. And you're a big reason for a lot of these evolutions that we've made in the show. So
yeah,
congratulations on that.
Thanks. The last thing I'll say.
Congratulations on the promotion. That's the other thing.
Like, thanks.
It's hard to be bummed, because personally, this really cool thing is happening for you.
Yeah.
And that's the best part of all of this.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I've, like I said, I've been in this business for a long time, and I'm really excited about this role and being able to take on a larger role with all five of our radio stations here in Wichita and lead them. And hopefully I do a good job doing it. But I got to say, like, my final point on this is that I think I said this before, like when I announced that I was leaving, the hardest part about leaving the show, I'm going to be genuine for a second, is like you and I have become, I mean, you're one of my best friends. And so we've had the opportunity to be on the radio every single day together and talk about life and sports and all those different things. That's obviously going to continue, right? Even if we don't have a radio show, or I'm not on the show every day anymore. But that's been the most rewarding and fulfilling part for me over the last 3 years, is gaining a really great friend throughout the entire process.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think it's the coolest part about this business, is we meet the best people, and I'm still friends with so many people. But yeah, you're here. We are going to keep playing golf. We're going to keep drinking beer. We're going to keep watching sports, and we're going to keep talking trash. And Max, if you could send me that entire segment there, I'm going to bring that with me to the next contract negotiation. So if you could get that to me, would be
use that as leverage. You absolutely should.
Yeah.
Why not?
Remember, you know, yeah, I know you don't, but you remember when we said this?
You know, you don't want to give me a raise, but remember when you talked about how great of a guy I am?
That's legally binding in some states. So we don't have a choice. We're happy for it. We got another hour though to go, so not to worry, everybody. And again, not to worry. Tommy's around. He's going to make picks with us. He's going to fill in an emergency when somebody maybe oversleeps or whatever. We'll still hear from Tommy a lot, including in the next hour when we make picks. It's Sports Daily, everybody. We're coming right back. It is another hour of Sports Daily on a Friday. Coming up soon, Paul, Brandon, TJ will join for picks. We've got our games. I sent them out last minute to try and create some advantages. I didn't have the best week last week, so hopefully that helps. The Royals fall. That's the nail, I think. I think that's the nail. We'll see. They have a tough weekend series coming up, but we can revisit that for just a second here. In a minute, we get a Chiefs practice report update. We'll preview high school football this hour. It's all coming for you. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, celebrating National Pepperoni Pizza Day Saturday. That's tomorrow, which is September 20th, which means you can get a $9.20 pepperoni pizza, pepperoni pizza, or WBC's famous pepperoni rolls. Enjoy National Pepperoni Pizza Day at WBC on 920 with $9.20 specials. Wichita Brewing Company, pepperoni pizzas and beer made here. All right, Tommy, glad to be back here for another hour. Fridays are always fun.
Yeah, it is. And you mentioned the Royals. The final nail was put in the coffin a while ago. It's just kind of, arbitrary at this point. Now you drop 2 of 3 to the Mariners at home. The Mariners are in front of you in the wild card race. They're going to limp their way to the finish line. A couple of other guys headed to the IL. Ryan Burgert is on the IL now. Kyle Isbell is on the IL now. Like, they're dropping like flies. There are only, 10 games left in the regular season. It's going to continue to be tough. They've got the Blue Jays at home for the final homestand of the season this weekend in Kansas City. Even if they do well in that series and then the final road trip, it's going to end up being too little too late for Kansas City.
Yeah, it's too late. Now, I will say, with 9 games left, getting above 500 would feel good, would feel meaningful, getting to and remaining above 500. And if they're going to do that, they need to go at least 6-3, right? 5-4 puts them at 500. Anything less is less than 500. It would be nice to see them above. So now let's kind of refocus on 6-3. We'll be realistic with it. They're not going to make the postseason. 6-3 gets them above 500. Let's make that the goal then for the final 3 series of the year. Let's see, hopefully, 2 more starts from Cole Reagans and see progress there in his return from basically a season-long injury. Like, those are the kinds of things that I think we can look for. Let's look for continued development and positive signs for both Jack Caglione and Carter Jensen down the stretch here. I think there are plenty of reasons to kind of still stay focused for another week or so, and then we can just let it go. And then we have to have the conversations on what comes next, what do we do, what went wrong, all of those things. They're going to get 6-3, though. Starting with Phillies, that's a tall order there. The Phillies right now are certainly one of baseball's best teams. And it will be, it'll be a tough challenge.
I think if they can
91 wins ready for the Phillies, only the Brewers have more wins in baseball right now.
I think that, for me, the goal has got to be for Kansas City, if they can finish the season with a record where the wins start with the number 8 and the losses start with the number 7, if they can be 83-79.
Oh, yeah.
Then you feel like I know a winning record is going to be fine, 82-80. That's a winning record, I guess. But if you can, I don't know, for whatever reason in my mind, I've always thought if you can have your win total be in a different, stretch of 10 wins than your losses, if that makes sense, that's kind of, I feel better about that. 83-79 looks better than 82-80. And 82-80 looks better than 81-81.
7-2.
I know. So that's got to be, I think, obviously the ceiling of where they can get over the next few games. That being said, though, once they get through this Blue Jays series this weekend, they hit the road and they play the A's and they play the Angels. Like, they're winnable games in that final week of the regular season on the road.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But that means they'll have to win one against Philadelphia.
They've already played Philadelphia. They played Philadelphia last weekend. So they play the Blue Jays this weekend at home.
Oh, sorry. I keep having Philadelphia. My bad.
Yeah, they've got to do well against Toronto this weekend.
Toronto's 89 wins are the third best in baseball.
Yeah, they did not have a good series against Philadelphia last weekend.
Another great team in baseball. That is my bad, for sure. I've had Philadelphia stuck in my head. But the Blue Jays' 89 wins are the third best in baseball.
Yeah.
Not a lot of difference there. They have to win one of them to get to your 7-2. And that's where it's going to be. Tommy, I know one of the things that you'll really miss about being gone from the show is the proximity to a fashion icon that you get each and every day. It is a Friday fit. We appreciate our friends over at 35x70 Golf Co. Right now, what you've got here is the knee-high men's polo.
Ooh.
Swirl.
Look at that.
I'm a little tethered here.
You can't do like a little spin.
Yeah, but you know, then I'd pull microphones down, lights would fall over. But I know everybody's out there wondering, like, God, he looks good this morning. What is that? Well, it's the knee high from 35 by 70 Golf Co. You can go to 35by70golfco.com right now. Check out all their great gear. I'm told they'll have some new stuff coming here pretty soon. Good. So that should be pretty cool. But you can get your hands on one, and you can get 10% off right now if you enter the promo code Jacob. More than just shirts, too. They've got the pullovers. They've got some fun golf swag in general. 10% off, promo code Jacob, 35by70golfco.com.
I feel like, by the way, if you know, they ever have a 3570 Golf Co. fashion show, you ought to be walking that runway. And I think you'd be great at that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think there's much doubt about that.
You have a background, like you judge beauty pageants. Like you could be the model in a fashion show. I think those two things connect really well.
I mean, I am asked all the time if I would be interested in male modeling. And I'm like, you know, I've already got a bunch of jobs. I just don't have time. I know that disappoints a lot of people, but we have to make priorities in life. And I just, you know, I don't have time for that kind of glamorous lifestyle. So, you know, I'm flattered for the dozens and dozens of people that ask me that all the time, but it's just not. I just not, you know, not in the stage of life to be doing that kind of thing right now.
I understand. I mean, that's a little disappointing, but I'd like to think that if that opportunity ever arose where you were, you know, asked to be a model for their merchandise and walk the runway, you could
asked again. You'd already be asked.
Yeah, you'd be able to find a way to make that happen.
Nick Cost or Coast says greetings from Greece.
Wow.
Hello, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Glad to have you in.
We're an international show now.
That's right. You'll love your gyros out there in Greece. There's a guy from Greece who brings his gyro stand to the Kansas State Fair every year. And every year when I go out there, I stop by and have, I think I actually have the chicken pita at the gyro stand because I'm not a big lamb fan.
Is it gyro or gyro or gyro?
Well, so
gyro?
I would say gyro.
Gyro.
Where I'm from, I would call it a gyro.
Yeah.
I did ask him. It's gyro. Gyro is the, but we all know what I'm talking about, right? Here in this part of the world, we call him a gyro. But gyro.
Mainly because we are uncultured swine around these parts.
That's absolutely correct. And wear that like a badge of honor.
Can I get one of those gyros?
Can I get a gyro? Can you put some of that hot sauce on there too? I like that stuff. Get me some of that white sauce and then load it up.
You got any jalapenos you could throw on there for me?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe a little bit of chipotle pepper.
There is so much of that is like endearing to me.
Yeah.
Like I wear that like a badge of honor. I used to see my dad do that, and I don't know if he was doing it on purpose. Probably not, because he's like a real cowboy, right? Like he was a cattle rancher, and you know we rode horses. But I'd see him go to places, and man, I just I want to do that also. I really do. Nick from Greece says try a pork gyro next time. It's more traditional. I could go for a pork. I would go pork. I just don't like lamb. So
are we talking like pulled pork? Is it a pulled pork, mixing barbecue on the spit,
and then shave it off.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's really all the meats I think, are prepared that way, but yeah, it's good. Like I don't think there's a difference in the thing that I get usually that is chicken and other than it's the meat. So it's called a pita, but it's, you know, he puts those vegetables on the flat top and puts that in there and then the cheese and then the tzatziki sauce and maybe throws a little sriracha on it. I'm telling you, if you haven't had that, it's just my favorite. That and corn. You got to get a corn.
Oh,
you go
the corn. The corn's phenomenal.
To just lather that thing up where your hand is drenched in butter.
Speaking of that corn, we took our boys to the state fair last weekend and we got some corn and my wife snapped a picture of them sharing a ear of corn. And put it on social media. The Kansas State Fair reached out to her and said, can we use this in our advertising? moving forward. And she, of course, she was like, yeah, it's fine. Like, no big deal.
Was terrified just now that you were going to say your wife took a knife and cut that corn off the cob.
Oh, absolutely not.
That's sacrilege. Stomach dropped.
Blasphemy. You can't do that.
Do not say that. There will be a time in our lives where our teeth don't allow us to eat corn off the cob. But until that day, absolutely not. We will be a sloppy mess with our corn. All right, when we return, let's make some football picks. Paul Savage, TJ Cleland, Brandon Zinner. We're all hopping in. We got six games to pick. Stick around. We'll do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's time.
time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It's pick time. If you're watching us on the stream, we're in what we like to call a five box here. Before we get started, we've been saying a partial goodbye to Tommy. Tommy will still be around, just not here every day on the show. We also have a sort of partial goodbye with Brandon Zenner for some of you. Today is your last day at KWCH. Is that right?
That is right. Yes. I've been doing the whole media journalism stuff. I mean, since I was a junior in high school, full time since I was a sophomore in college, and just excited to take on a new challenge. It's weird because it's all I've ever known, but just figuring out priorities and gonna just step in a new thing. We're staying though in Wichita. I'm gonna be still working here at KFH as well, doing a lot of hosting. But yep, tonight will be my last day on the KWCH airwaves.
We'll have more on that. The high school football night coming up. Brandon will be here to fill in for Tommy. We're shuffling around a little bit. Brandon and TJ are going to do what Tommy's been doing the last 3 years. I'll still be here with you. Brandon's going to be away from TV, but we're just, you know, it's musical chairs. It's musical chairs here on Sports Daily. And, bittersweet day. Bitter because people are doing things differently than what we've become accustomed to, but sweet because everybody's still around and we're all, you know, still having opportunities to, as we mentioned, talk trash.
Definitely seems like a transitional type day here on the program. Yeah. We don't have Paul Savage. We set up an area for him in between Brandon and I. We're not sure where the big guy is. Hopefully because I don't know how we did this last week. We don't. He's kind of the guy who keeps all of it.
I won from the spreadsheet that he sent out, but okay. I don't know how everybody else did.
Spreadsheet.
The bar napkin that he scribbles on
with some check marks on it.
Spreadsheet is maybe a little aggressive. In 10 years, this has never happened with Paul Savage. We'll check in on Paul.
Is this going to be like a Bobby Boucher show up at halftime of the picks, make a grand entrance type of thing?
Probably.
Maybe. I will. We'll check on that. We'll check on Paul. But in the meantime, let's make some picks then.
Hey,
in
sports
Paul's...
bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail?
There it is.
Time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right. Let's do it here. We've got six games, a six-pack of games we're going to go through, three in college, three in the pros, as always. And we start, fellas, with a great one out of the Big 12. So as Brandon mentioned, if I can decipher this list, he won last week. That means Brandon will go first. Then we had a three-way tie between TJ, Tommy, and Paul at 3-3. I was 2-4. So we'll start with you, Brandon. Texas Tech and Utah. How about this? I think we expected this out of Texas Tech. They famously have invested a lot of money into the program this offseason. They're out to a good start, but so is Utah, which maybe shouldn't surprise us, but I think it has some people. Utah's a 3-point favorite at home. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, I like Baron Morton and the Red Raiders to go on the road, get it done. They have one of the best defenses in the nation. Baron Morton's playing like a top 10 quarterback. I think they just have too many weapons for the Utes to keep it within three.
Okay, that takes us to TJ. We'll let you go second this week in a big Big 12, biggest Big 12 showdown of the year so far.
Yeah, Utah, everybody loves talking about Utah so much. Before they got into the Big 12, they kind of sputtered whenever they got into the Big 12, but weird things always happen in Salt Lake City. I think that Devin Dampier, their quarterback, is a stud. Utah is going to show a little bit this year why everybody talked about them so much coming into the conference, I believe, and I think this will be a huge game to ignite that. I think they're going to cover this number, get a big win at home.
All right, Tommy, by the way, is somebody writing these picks down? Somebody,
I can do that for us. Let me take that for Paul.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah,
not a bar napkin, but a notepad.
There you go.
Okay, that'll work. That'll work. So we've got TJ. Who'd you take there?
Utah.
All
right. So we got one Tech, one Utah. Tommy,
I'm glad that you mentioned that because we would have went through this entire segment and nobody wrote them down. I'm really high on Texas Tech. I have been high on Texas Tech all throughout the season. I think that they are the cream of the crop in the Big 12. I love Joey McGuire, what he's building there. And the fact, I know they're on the road at Utah, it's not an easy place to play, but the fact that they're getting points, I'll take those points and I'll take the Red Raiders.
Yeah, look, I grew up in the land of Texas Tech, Texas Panhandle. I'd be remiss if I didn't jump on this bandwagon. I'm with you guys. Morton somehow has some family ties, I think. I'm seeing a bunch of cousins post about him. So I'll figure out this weekend when I go home to see the family what that connection might be.
Are you saying you're related to him?
I'm not related to him, but somewhere along the line, the family knows him. But I'm not real sure how. I've got two nieces and nephews that have been through Tech, and I think two or three that are there currently. I can't pick against Tech. I've got to jump on this train. Too many family ties. Give me the Red Raiders. Give me the points. Give me the points. I'll take it. All right. That brings TJ, you're up first on this one. Auburn and Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a 7-point favorite at home against Auburn. TJ Glassford brought this one up. It's an interesting game this week. Where are you leaning?
Yeah, OU kind of sputtered as well whenever they joined the SEC last year, but I think that they've been playing like a really great football team. John Mateer seems like a great quarterback. I saw the Sports in Kansas post the other day about all the Kansans on that roster that are helping out. You think about what Jaron Kanick's doing at tight end. Michael Boganowski is playing linebacker. They got a Salina South head coach. I might pick them based off just that, but also they ran Jackson Arnold out of town, probably for a reason. John Mateer's a lot better. I think Oklahoma can win this one by a touchdown.
Tommy, you agree?
I think Oklahoma will win the game. I don't like the number. If it was 6.5, I'd be all about it for Oklahoma to cover. So I think because of that, I think Auburn can keep it within a touchdown. So I think I am going to take those points with Auburn on the road. To me, it seems like a 3 or 4 point game. So I'll take Auburn and I'll take those points.
All right. That brings it to me. So no islands here. Boy, I'd love for Oklahoma to be really good in the SEC. I think that they are. I don't want to get in the trap of it's Auburn, so they must be good. I'm going to take Oklahoma too. Probably for me, it's just simply I've seen Oklahoma this year. Haven't seen Auburn yet, a lot of anyway, outside of maybe a few highlights. I think Oklahoma looks pretty good. I'll trust their defense at home, and I'll lay the touchdown. I'll take Oklahoma. Brandon?
Baylor lit up this Auburn defense earlier in the year, and I think Oklahoma's offense is light years ahead of that John Mateer. Maybe a Heisman front runner at this point. I like Oklahoma to get it done on the road. They did it recently against Michigan. They're going to get it done again this week.
All right, West Virginia and KU. Here's the one people want to know about. It's a big line, fellas. KU minus 12.5. Tommy, you're up first. Look, I think everybody thinks KU's better than West Virginia. That's not the conversation we're having. We're having the conversation about 12.5 points. How do you feel about that number?
Yeah, I think that the Jayhawks have a prime opportunity here to get off to a great start in the Big 12. I think that, you know, knowing the fact that they're back at home to kick off conference play against a team that, from a talent perspective, top to bottom, they should be better than in all phases of the game, to me, lends itself to the opportunity for Kansas to cover that number. I know it's a big number. I know it's 12.5. I think Kansas can win by 14. Give me the Jayhawks. I'll lay those points.
I mean, this one's not simple. I don't want to say, I'm not going to bet West Virginia. Like I'll trust off of a bye week two, KU's offense. It's strange because their offense didn't even look great in the last time we saw them. But they were effective, right? They didn't gain a lot of yards. They were outgained. They were right there against Missouri. There were times where it looked like they controlled the game. I think things are going even better than most expected. I'll go ahead and lay the points there for KU. I'll lay the 12.5. Brandon?
Just as you said, they're coming off of a bye week. I love that for Lance Leipold and this group. Meanwhile, West Virginia was touchdown underdogs when they beat Pitt last week. I don't think Magic is going to strike twice in a row. Give me the Hawks.
TJ, you going to make it a clean sweep here?
Let me say, I haven't watched a ton of West Virginia this year. I know they got Rich Rod back, so I'm doing some box score watching here. They won the backyard brawl. You feel really good about that. And then they lost to Ohio University in week one, though. So are they good? Are they not good? I don't know. I'll take the island, though. Give me West Virginia. 12.5 points seems like a lot. I think KU could probably win by 10. I'm going to take West Virginia.
It's a good point to see, you know, is KU at that level or are they just going to be in all these games that they play. 12.5 is a lot of points. I'm surprised to see it that big, to be perfectly honest with everybody. All right, let's go now to the NFL, fellas. I believe we are back to you, Brandon, to start. Actually, no, we're to me. I'll have to start this one. So we've got Rams-Eagles. Eagles are 3.5-point favorites. This game's been brought up a lot. I know we're talking about it Sunday on K-Witch before the games are played. We've talked about it here. We talked about it with PJ Glasser. For me, I love the Rams in this spot. Generally speaking, I think they're a real threat in the NFC. But like this particular game, back-to-back road weeks, going west to east for the 12 o'clock window, like all those things are there. And the other thing I do think as of right now, I think the Eagles are better than people are giving them credit for. I think they chose to play a certain way against the Chiefs. I don't think all of a sudden they're not an explosive offense. Give me the Eagles at home. 3.5. I wish it was under 3, but 3.5, I'll still live with it. But man, I love the Rams this year, but I'm going to take the Eagles this week because of the circumstances around it. Now we're back to Brandon.
Yeah, I'm torn on this one. I think this is probably going to be the best game of the weekend, aside from Jake Browning versus Carson Wentz. I mean, that is, and with Tony Romo, Jim Nantz on the call, how electric is that? As much as I want to pick the Rams, we have this whole tush-push conversation. I feel like there's going to be a call against Philly when it comes to the tush-push this week. But I just have a hard time picking against them on their home turf. So I'm going to be with you, Jacob. I'm going to take the Eagles.
DJ, please somebody take the Rams here.
Brandon made good points there. I just watched Get Up on ESPN. Dan Graziano was on there talking about how the Rams have already reached out to the NFL and the officiating crew to say, like, we need you to call it this way. We want you to look for this. I think that there's going to be a little bit of an overcorrection, maybe. I think it's just going to kind of mess with the vibes. Like you said, they're an explosive offense, but I also think the Rams are one of the most explosive offenses in the entire NFC. So I think it's going to be a shootout in this game a little bit, and I think the Rams can get it done.
Thank you, Tommy.
I'm not going to give TJ back-to-back islands. I can't do that. So I'm going to take the Rams with him. I think that, the fact that they were able to finally put their foot on the gas against the Titans on the road last week, they'll probably be able to do much of the same this week. I know that, obviously, the Eagles defensively have, a good run defense, and Kyren Williams might be limited and all of that because of the defense that the Eagles have. I just think that knowing that the Rams are going on the road and they're getting points, I'll take L.A., and I'll take those points.
All right. The next one should be interesting. I smell a potential island, especially without Paul here on this one. Brandon, you're up first here. Broncos, Chargers. Chargers are 3-point home favorites. Denver should have won the game last week against the Colts. They a penalty on a field goal, and we're having a totally different conversation about that team. What do you think about this game?
I love the vibes around the Chargers right now. And not only are they 2-0, but they're 2-0 with two divisional wins and a chance to make it 3 and really take a commanding lead in the AFC West. I like everything about what Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert are doing right now, and I'm going to take the Chargers at home.
TJ?
Not only are the vibes great, their quarterback is dating Madison Beer. That's enough for me to pick him every single week. Who's Chargers that? Are going to get it done again.
TJ, you can't say old. That to this audience and expect everybody to know who that is. By a show of hands, who knows who Madison Beer is?
I don't know what she does, but I know who she is.
I have no idea.
She do?
She has a couple songs or something. I don't know, aside from that.
Gotcha.
Madison Beer. Like beer like the drink?
Like the drink.
Beer like the drink.
Okay.
I know she's a mega celebrity. James.
I'm caught up. Anyway, go ahead.
Chargers.
Okay, Chargers because of Madison Beer. Got it. I'm a big fan of Justin Herbert. I think Bo Nix is just okay, and I think we'll see that over the course of this season. It's kind of that simple for me. I do think this is kind of a bad matchup for the Chargers. They have been very pass-heavy thus far. And we know that the Broncos should be, maybe weren't last week, but should be a pretty good pass defense. I'm going to bet the quarterbacks right now. And I think Herbert's a lot better than Bo Nix.
Skipped over Tommy, giving him an island chance.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that. Because of that, I will take the island. I'll take the Broncos
on that.
It's
a good island.
I really like the Chargers, and I probably would have picked them had I not gone last. But I did, and so I'm going to take the Broncos.
Paul would have taken that island, just so everybody's perfectly clear. Yep. He would have absolutely.
And he would have taken 2.5 minutes to get there as well.
Yep, he would have taken that island. I have no doubt about that. All right, final one then: Chiefs Giants. Giants +6. I think we're to TJ to lead this one off. Good practice report yesterday for the Chiefs, TJ. But history does not treat them well in that stadium.
Chiefs have never beaten the Giants on the road. It's insane that that's the one team they haven't beaten on the road. Honestly, I think that the Chiefs could be 30-point underdogs, and I don't know if I'd take them right now because I just have been proven wrong so many times. So I'm going to take the Giants and take the points.
Tommy?
Oh, man. The number at 6 is better than maybe what I thought it might be. If it was up around 7 or more, I'd probably take the Giants. I think I'll take the Chiefs. I feel like they've got to bounce back at some point. Give me Kansas City. I think they can win by a touchdown. The Giants are not great. The Chiefs are not great either right now. They've just got to find a way to get it done. I'll take the Chiefs.
Call me a glutton for punishment. I'll take the Chiefs. I think the Giants suck, quite frankly. I think the Cowboys defense is that bad right now. And I just don't see the Giants offense doing what they did, anywhere close to what they did against the Cowboys. Got to be a get-right game. Boys, if this isn't a get-right game for the Chiefs, it is going to be uncomfortable in Chiefs Kingdom moving forward. So give me the Chiefs. Brandon?
And now I'm torn because I really want to take KC and give TJ an island with all of history on his side. But, I'm not going to do that. The Chiefs cannot score 30 points. I don't know if they can hold the Giants and Malik Nabers and Wandale Robinson to under 20. So there's
Wilson?
Not. Yeah, they have Russell
Wilson.
Better,
who's
dating Sierra?
Who has
you know
who
Sierra,
has a
Jacob?
Better offense?
I know who that
who
is.
Who has a better offense, the Giants or the Eagles?
Right now, the Giants probably do.
Based on last week's tape, it's the Giants.
We've played two games. Did anybody watch the Giants in week one?
Did you watch Jalen Hurts last week?
Who has a better offense?
Did you watch Russell Wilson last
week? The Giants.
The Chargers have a better offense than the Giants do.
I took the Giants.
Why do we think that the Giants are going to go ballistic on the Chiefs?
No, going ballistic.
This is all speculation. Come on,
people. They have to score 20 points. Yeah. The Chiefs aren't scoring 30. So that does not leave very much of a buffer. That's where we're getting at. They haven't scored 30 since 2023, Jacob.
The Giants, okay. So you're saying the Giants will score 24 points?
No, I'm saying the Chiefs won't score 30, so there's not very much buffer there.
Yeah, it's the Giants aren't very good. Last week was a mirage.
They can be +6 good.
Yeah, let's say
any given Sunday.
Let's say that the Giants score.
Keep telling yourself that, Cowboys fan.
Let's say the Giants score 17 points. Do we feel overly confident that the Chiefs will score 24? Because I don't feel overly confident that they'll score 24.
That is the question.
So you should be betting the Giants +6.
The 24, 3 touchdowns against that defense. Yes, they will. The Giants suck, fellas. The Giants are terrible. Giants are terrible. Brandon has it written down. We've got the receipts. Please, Chiefs, don't screw. I'm not emotionally ready for an 0-3 start. I don't think I can handle that level of panic and self-pity from Chiefs Kingdom. Just go hand in. We did check on Paul. He is fine.
He's better than fine.
Yeah, he's good. He was very happy to hear from us this morning.
Off the top rope with just give me all the home teams. Is the savage analysis missed here on the air.
And you know what? He's going to go like 5-1, I'm sure.
Sure he is. Of course he is. Paul is the back-to-back defending champion of this exercise. So we can all say what we want. It's all rooted in fiery, hot jealousy is exactly what it is, if we're being perfectly honest. Let's talk some high school football. Fellas, it's Catch Kansas Friday. High school football coverage on Sports Daily, brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex. We've got Brandon and TJ here with us to look ahead to this week on the slate in high school football. We can kind of start at the top and work our way down. TJ, big school matchups this week. What are we looking at?
Yeah, there's some great ones. Our game of the week is actually going to be an hour away from the Metro, but it's going to be a really great one. Great Bend, who we've talked about a ton, has probably four Division I athletes on their team. Going to Bueller, who's led with one of the best rushing attacks you can find in the state. Last week, their running back Ben Klaus ran for, I think, like 186 yards or something stupid like that. All over the field. He's averaging 168 yards per game so far. So big 5A, 4A matchup there is one that we got our eyes on. Cape and East is going to be probably one of your best City League matchups in the area. Dodge City coming to the Metro. They're taking on South tonight. And then a small school one for you. Cheney against Garden Plain is going to be a ton of fun in the smaller school ranks. That's a very pass-heavy versus very run-heavy. So a lot we can get into.
Let's do it, Brandon. Your finale here with Ketchik, Kansas. Which one are you looking forward to the most tonight?
I'm looking forward to Mays versus Hutch. These are two electric offenses. Hutch has done it back-to-back weeks on the road, and now they finally get to turn around and they get to host Mays. And Mays with Braden Myvel, who's been one of the top rising stars in the Metro at quarterback for the Eagles. That has potential to be a high-scoring shootout. A lot of really, really good athletes all over that team. Put those boys on the turf. That is going to be an electric one between the Eagles and the Salt Hawks.
TJ, for fans that haven't been following along here, the high school sports, the high school football scene, what are some of the storylines you guys are seeing through the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think that, as I was saying to somebody else, is that this is kind of the week where people start revealing themselves as if they're going to be playoff contenders, or if the, you know, they're going to be a team that's going to be really good and not be able to, you know, be playing in November and things of that nature. So you think about the teams that we've got, you know, Great Bend seems like they're a team that could go win a 5A state championship. Wichita Northwest is probably the best team that we've got in Class 6A, and they're probably better than Derby. We see a loss on Derby's resume in that week one, but they're going to be a really good football team as well. Speaking of Northwest, they're going to Junction City tonight. Going to be an awesome game up there, as that always is whenever those two play against each other. So that's kind of the thing you watch for. Like I mentioned, that small school game, Cheney only has two losses in the last 2 years, and they've been great. They graduated a lot, though. And Garden Plain just beat Conway Springs a week ago, who's always one of the best small school teams in the area. So we're going to learn a lot in that game of who's going to be a big-time contender in 3A or 2A, whoever wins that game. So that's kind of what I'm looking for through all these games, is just box score. Are watching who resume building. It's like the college football playoff at this point, even though it doesn't matter, but it's just kind of fun from the fan perspective to see who you think is good and who you think maybe a little bit of a pretender, I guess.
Brandon, we got to talk a little bit about the main City League game that was brought up by TJ a few minutes ago, Capen and East. We actually here in the Odyssey building about an hour ago had both cheerleading squads from both teams here in our building getting ready for that matchup tonight. But I feel like, you know, when you've got teams like Capen and teams like East High that are going head-to-head, they might be, you know, a notch or two below a team like Wichita Northwest, but you're going to have a pretty big clash between these two teams tonight.
Yeah, and East coming off of that loss to Northwest last week, they still did a lot of really good things, especially in that first half. They frustrated the Northwest offense throughout the entire second quarter, and they were able to Northwest was able to turn it on. Meanwhile, Capen has just taken care of business each of the first 2 weeks. It got Andover week one, and then they put up a 77-0 win last week. So again, these are two teams that I think are about on the same level, and we're going to learn a lot about these two teams. And you never get true home field advantage, especially with East. It's going to be a game that's played at Heights. But yeah, we're going to see, is Capen one of the better 5A teams in the area? Is East really that much better? It's going to be a great game.
Well, and TJ, I think that, you know, my question, do you put Capen at that same level as Northwest, or is Northwest in the City League head and shoulders above them?
You know, you think that they are, but weird things always happen in the City League, and Capen's always one of the most consistent, so you have to put him in that group, I think. Capen, you know, obviously went to that 5A state championship 2 years ago, regressed a little bit last year. They were kind of young, and then just kind of talking to people in the preseason, they were like, well, Capen's going to be one of the best teams in Class 4A. They bring so much back. So it's crazy to think about Capen playing in Class 4A, but that's what they're doing now. So they're just such a consistent team. They don't really make a ton of mistakes. You know, they got Cal Purvis, one of their top guys that I watched him against Andover in that week one. And as I said, they don't make a ton of mistakes. And, you know, in the City League, sometimes we'll see some mistakes from guys. So I think it's going to be a close race all the way through. I'm not sure when that matchup is, Capen Northwest.
Next week.
Oh, it is next week.
Is it next week? Yeah, that's going to be an awesome game. So that's one to watch for the City League standings. I think that might be the championship, honestly, in week four.
TJ, what do we have coverage-wise with Ketchik, Kansas today here on this Friday night? And Friday afternoon, I suppose.
Yeah, we got a Friday morning, actually. After this, I'm going to go into the station and talk on some Kansas Now, the new 9 a.m. morning show about high school football as well. So, we got live shots all afternoon. Rachel Hallam's going to be out at that game of the week. I talked about Great Bend at Bueller, and then her and Brandon are going to hold down the fort tonight. I'm a jerk, and I'm going to miss Brandon's last catch it show so I can get chastised for that.
Last two catch it shows.
I know. I'm a jerk, I guess.
Don't hold it down. You said it, not me.
Not me. Tommy, here on the air, we also have high school football coverage as people are driving home to get their Catch a Kansas fix.
We do. Yeah, we've got a brand new show that debuted this year. I think it's been going on around the state for a while, but we picked it up here locally in Wichita on KFH, the Kansas High School Scoreboard Show. And so being able to get recaps of the games and reports from all around the state, it's kind of cool when you're in the Wichita area. Obviously, you'll get to hear, you know, about all the games in the metro area and in the City League and all of that. But then you're also going to get some reports from Western Kansas and Northeast Kansas, Southeast Kansas. It's kind of cool. They've got coverage from all around the state, and it'll be on that show that we get that every Friday night. And then a replay on Saturday mornings here on KFH.
So there you go. You start your coverage with us in the mornings here, and then you tune in all afternoon on KWCH. You get to the game. While you're driving home, you tune in right here to KFH. You get home, you flip on the Catch a Kansas show, and then you're covered. High school football fans have never been more blessed with great high school sports coverage. That is for sure. I want to make a pivot back to the Chiefs and Giants, fellas. What are we doing with the Giants here? For real. Like, what are we, like, I get the history and I get that the Chiefs aren't playing well. I understand all of that. Why are we making the Giants into something that they are not, which is this great offense that's going to give the Chiefs fits? They scored 6 points against the Commanders. 6 points against the Commanders. The Cowboys are not as good as maybe we're giving, especially defensively right now. In that game, like, do we not think that the Giants, by the way, had 13 points in the first half. They scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. That game went off the rails. Do we not all think the Giants are, I think the Giants are the worst team in football.
I don't think they're the worst team in football. The Panthers are probably the worst team in football. The Saints are right there as well. We're just saying the Giants are within 6 points of the Chiefs on any given Sunday.
I don't think we're saying that the Giants are bad either. I think we're saying that the Chiefs just have no confidence in the Chiefs right now. It's like watching K-State football.
I don't have any confidence in the Chiefs. Well, yes, I do. I have some confidence in the Chiefs. They just played the Eagles to 3 points. They played two of the best teams in football and had an opportunity at least to win one of those games. I think we might be overdoing it a bit. With the thing that scares me about the Giants is it's on the road, and that's been a haunted house for the Chiefs. But it ain't because I'm all of a sudden scared of Russell Wilson.
No, I don't think that that's the case whatsoever. I mean, and I'm picking the Chiefs this weekend, but I do have some concern about whether or not if that deep ball that Russell Wilson has can connect with either Neighbors or Robinson as the game goes on. And we saw Cam Scadabo break out a little bit in week number two. If that offense can get rolling even slightly for the Giants, I do have a concern that the Chiefs offensively might not be able to keep up.
Also, history this year just tells us the Chiefs, we're picking betting lines. The Chiefs are 0-2 against the spread.
They just don't don't cover the spread. What were they last year? Like 1-15?
I get it. That's a different conversation. I just want to make sure we're not. The Giants have given up 61 points through the first 2 weeks of the season. Like, I got to make sure we're not overhyping the Giants here a little bit. The Giants suck, and they're going to suck this year. We got to make that clear.
The question is, do the Chiefs suck? Right now, do the Chiefs suck? And I think, yeah, like right now, they kind of do. Like, at least offensively.
They kind of do. We're going to learn if the Chiefs can run the ball with anyone other than Patrick Mahomes this week, and we're going to see if Josh Simmons and Juwan Taylor are able to hold up against that Giants pass rush, because they got dudes on that D-line.
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing you can take away from this game is that everybody kind of overreacts when you see the top heavy versus bottom heavy matchups. But the fact of the matter is, it's the NFL, and we're not going to watch KU Wagner here. You know, like every game is going to be close. 6 points is a lot of points for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I get it. Look at last night. The Chiefs have lost their two games by a combined 9 points to two of the best teams in football. I don't think that the Chiefs suck. I think that their offense is challenged at the moment, and this should be a get right game. I'm not emotionally equipped to deal with a Chiefs letdown. I'm just telling you, like, next week's going to be miserable if the Chiefs can't do what they're supposed to do this weekend.
Brandon is jumping ship in the most interesting season of Chiefs football in the last.
I'm jumping ship too.
Guys are leaving. They're leaving.
Can have that discussion
Jacob,
next week.
Jacob, you're freaking out as if the world's going to end if the Chiefs don't win by 7. It's okay. K-State plays football again next week, and everything is going to be just fine. The sun's going to shine. There's going to be rainbows at the end of it next Saturday K-State hosts
Cincinnati.
Chiefs
are absolutely capable. They're capable of losing this game. I just don't want to overhype the Giants. The Giants suck. If the Chiefs don't do what they're supposed to do this weekend, it will not be a Giants conversation. It will be a Chiefs conversation and a Chiefs conversation only. It's not because the Giants are good. The Giants are not good. So if this goes awry, I don't want it to be because, oh, look at Malik Nabers. He's such a great player. Yeah, fine. That they suck. Like, they're a bad team. So if the Chiefs lose to them, now we're having a totally different conversation. I don't know if I feel that way about if the Chiefs don't cover against them.
I mean, isn't it the same kind of, relating it back to K-State, it's kind of the same conversation of K-State hanging with Iowa State and losing late in the game. And, you don't feel bad about it. And then they almost lose to North Dakota. And then they lose to Army. And you're like, okay, like, this is a different conversation
now.
This is right. Like, this is a different conversation now for the Wildcats than what they had before.
Yeah, except there's Patrick Mahomes and Super Bowls and all these other things.
And Tyquan Thornton.
I get it. Let's not overhype the Giants here. It's Russell Wilson and a rookie running back. And
Russell Wilson, who has beaten the Chiefs with the Broncos. Yeah.
That does it for us on Sports Daily. Tommy, you've had a chance to say goodbye to me and to Max, but I'll give you the last minute here to yourself to say goodbye officially to the listeners and everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, look, I appreciate everybody. I mean, there's a great listener of the show, our buddy Jason, who comments from time to time, and he sent me a note earlier today reminiscing about some of the great things we've done on the show in the 3 years. The medical procedure I had done that you never let me live down, and a bunch of other really cool things, and that's been the best part about all of this is hearing from people and all of that. I'll miss being on this show every single day. I'm so happy that I get to stay part of the KFH family, the Odyssey family, all of that. I'll be in from time to time on Fridays to make picks and things like that. And I'm really excited for you and Brandon and TJ and Max and the entire crew to keep Sports Daily going. This is what makes local radio so great. Our shows like this, live local entertaining radio. And I'm so happy that you guys get to continue that.
Couldn't agree more. We're out of time, Tommy. Again, you've made the show better over the last 3 years. Greatest compliment I think I can give you. We'll see you around here as we make our way through. We'll see everybody Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good.
That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.